And this is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Yes, it's the Community Connection Show, and today I have Liz Cunningham-Smith in from Eastern Volunteers. It's her time, and a bit of a rush show because you've got so much to pack in and you're off to do some training.
I am, Greg, yes. We've just received some funding from Yarra Ranges Council to support the volunteer committees of small to medium-sized community organisations. Yep. So we've just released the 2020 calendar, and the Yarra Ranges grant has enabled us to provide all of those workshops now free to people in who run small to medium-sized organisations. So that's really exciting. So in that, we will have workshops for chairs or presidents of committees that really focus on what the role of a chair is, what their responsibilities are, how to effectively manage the work of a committee and board, and what some, you know, what some of the legal obligations are for them. We have workshops that are particular for secretaries of committees that take them through their role as public officers.
Yeah, it's one of the busiest roles, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's and there's skill to taking good minutes as well. Some secretaries, you know, will go, oh, look, it takes me hours to get the minutes right. We have a system that allows you to do the minutes whilst you're sitting in the meeting and pretty much walk out with them done. So we like to share that those tricks and of the trade in terms of taking minutes. But also in the secretary's workshop, it's really important for them to understand their role as the public officer in an incorporated association, what that means, how to make the role easier for people. And then the third set of workshops we run are really for anybody sitting on the committee to understand their financial reports and to know what questions to ask, what to look for, what not to panic over, because often people are not familiar with the things that you know are really important about their financial reports, and get too worried about whether, you know, it's 2 cents over the budget or, you know. So those are really introductory workshops for committee members to just give them the comfort to know how to read the financials and make sure that, you know, the organisation is managed financially well. So so we're really excited that we can offer those workshops. People can book in now. If they go to our website and go to the training section, they'll see the calendar there and they can book straight into the workshops.
Well, kudos for being able to get a grant, and thank you very much to the council for enabling that, because so many community groups, they have passions and drive to get things done, but the nitty-gritty stuff can be really a struggle for them. A question, these are for small to medium-sized community groups. How do you judge that? Is it by numbers? Is it by the finances they bring in? What? How do you judge?
Yeah, normally it's around, you know, how large and complex they are in terms of financials and the work they do. So we're talking, you know, small is usually under $1 million turnover, medium probably under a $5 million turnover. So they're, you know, and we specialise in the particularly small groups. So
So I think we'd be micro.
micro. Yeah, that's sort of under 300,000 or maybe under 500,000. Because those committees tend to have the least access to training, and you'd really be surprised. Like, we run a range of governance health checks too for organisations, where we'll go in and assess how they're actually governing their organisation and help them to fill some of the gaps. And you'd be surprised at the number of people who sit on boards or committees of incorporated associations and don't understand their responsibilities, yeah. don't understand that they do have legal responsibilities and obligations, that they have to control the strategy and they have to manage the risks and they have to, you know, make sure that they're meeting all their contract deliverables and, you know, and it can, when you talk about it, it can sound overwhelming. But it needn't be overwhelming as long as you've got the right systems in place. And that's what we teach people to under, and help them to understand that, you know, you don't have to go overboard, but you actually do have to worry about putting the systems in place that you need to manage your organisation. And, you know, we've all been there and done that, where you get locked in the room at an AGM until you've got enough people who've put their hands up to join the committee. But what often doesn't happen is then those people get told what their responsibilities are. And, you know, most of the time it's not going to be a problem. People get through it. But, you know, when problems arise and you don't have the right... right things in place, then, you know, people can get into a lot of difficulty and organisations get into a lot of difficulties. So we're really trying to empower small to medium community organisations and ensure that they're run really, really well and supported, that, you know, the people who are putting their hands up to volunteer on those committees, that they're really supported in what they're doing. Because we need small organisations, particularly in areas like up the Upper Yarra, because those small organisations deliver our services.
Yeah, and a lot of the bigger ones, they tend to gravitate towards bigger centres like Ringwood or so on, not out here, so
Exactly, exactly. So, and, you know, if you think historically, you know, and even think, you know, rurally now... services in community are absolutely reliant on volunteers.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't have those services. And those volunteers are both, you know, online service delivery volunteers, but they're also sitting on the boards and taking responsibility for keeping those organisations viable.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's a really important role for us to play in actually supporting those volunteers. So I'm really thankful to Yarra Rangers Council because the grant funds free access, as I said before, but it'll also enable probably around two of those organisations to get that really intensive support through a governance health check from us as well. So we'll be, you know, we'll be asking organisations to put their hands up next year for those free health checks. And what they do is I come in and, you know, essentially assess whether you've got all the right systems in place and processes there, and give the board or committee an improvement plan that they can then work towards. And often we end up supporting them in an ongoing way as well. So because we need them.
So for listeners out there who are involved in a small community group, small to medium, how do they find out about these governance sessions that are free next year? Do they just follow your website or what?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of links on the website. So if they go on to easternvolunteers.org.au, and they can go into the training section where there's a link to the calendar. They can also find a link on the homepage probably next week. To the calendar. They can always call us as well, and we'll be, you know, they can subscribe to our e-newsletter again by contacting me at Eastern Volunteers. We send out a monthly newsletter that has all of the things that we're doing around supporting volunteering, but also about our community transport services. So that's often a way for people to keep up with what can be an ever-changing landscape these days. but also council is emailing out to their networks as well, and we'll just continue to do that so more people can become aware of what those sessions are, and people can book in right now. Even if they can't attend till next July, they can still book a ticket in July.
Excellent. And I'd encourage people to do that if they're listening, because I've been, I've seen committees who are so sort of disorganised and disarrayed that they're just spending the year putting out small fires that shouldn't have been burning in the first place. Whereas, if you know what you're doing, you've got your 10 main things the committee has to, be on top of. All those other things tend to not catch fire.
That's correct.
And things go a lot easier.
You don't want stuff to catch fire, believe me.
You are listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Yes, and in the studio I've got Liz Cunningham-Smith from Eastern Volunteers in, talking about, just had a chat about their great community grant, giving out free governance sessions next year. So get onto the Eastern Volunteers website. Put your name down for their newsletter, the e-newsletter, and find out all about what's happening and what is out there for you. Now, Liz, what happens if a volunteer is on a committee or in a role in a organisation and they just feel like they're a square peg in a round hole?
Yeah, look, Greg, this can happen. It happens a fair bit. People want to volunteer and they think, they have their interests and they know what they want to volunteer in, and they might go to the SEEK volunteer website, find a couple of opportunities, contact the organisations, and for whatever reason, they might want to sit on the committee or they might want to volunteer in other ways, but it may not be right for them, and the organisation might... they may not be right for the organisation, because it's a match, it's a fit, when it's working and when it's not. And sometimes that can feel really awful for people, they've spent a lot of time, they wanted to volunteer their time, they're really passionate about it, and someone said to them, oh, look, at this stage, we can't use you, I'm sorry, thank you. And people often give up and go, oh, well, I'm just not going to volunteer anymore. And part of what Eastern Volunteers does is we help people find the right matches.
Yep.
So between what they want to do and what organisations need them to do. And I'd encourage people who haven't had the best experience of volunteering to come back to the Volunteer Resource Service that we run. Don't give up on volunteering. We will find you the right match, because sometimes it can take two or three goes before you really click with an organisation, and they, and they're offering you what you want, and you're giving them what they want.
You should treat it more logically than emotionally. Your volunteer position isn't a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Right.
Treat it more like a job. The job's okay, but there's a better one.
Yeah, exactly. And we talk about, with organisations and community groups, we say your volunteer workforce is still a workforce.
Yeah.
It's like your paid workforce. You've got to pay attention to it. You've got to manage it. You've got to make sure that the services your volunteers are delivering are just as good as the services that your paid workforce is delivering. Don't just kind of go, oh, look, they're volunteers, that's free, they're less important, they're not. Mm. And volunteers need to see that volunteering is equally like work, like a paid job. Particularly if you're using volunteering as an employment pathway, you've got to turn up on time. You've got to deliver what you're being asked to deliver, and you'll get good work experience. You'll get good referees, but you do have obligations as a volunteer if you decided, oh look, I don't want to turn up today, so I just won't run the radio program today. Or I might turn up at 3 o'clock, volunteering's not like that. You have to meets your responsibilities.
Yeah.
So the concept, that's why we talk about the concept of a volunteer workforce, because that is exactly what organisations are managing.
Yeah. I'm on a couple of committees, and the last committee I went to, I heard the chairman say, but what are our volunteers getting? You know, they need to actually get something and feel like they're, you know, really wanted. And yep. I just sat there and thought, wow, that's, you don't often hear that, but it's really good.
You don't. Yeah. And you, lots of people go, oh, we need a volunteer event to thank them. A lot of volunteers don't particularly want that.
Yep.
They don't want that sort of recognition. And it's really important to ask the volunteers, well, what are you getting out of this? You know, people volunteer for different reasons, but if you're new to the community, you volunteer to get to know your community for social connections. People volunteer to get back into the workforce. They volunteer to get into the workforce. They volunteer to put back in their community. It's a whole raft of reasons. And I always encourage groups to ask your volunteers, well, how do you, how do we say thank you? And the Victorian government currently is doing a volunteer strategy, and we just had a meeting this morning with them. And one of the themes coming out of their consultations is that volunteers want to be involved in the organisation. They actually, you know, they want to be asked their views on where the organisation should head.
Yep.
They want to be involved in decision making, and that's much more meaningful involvement than asking them to the Christmas party at the end of the year and giving them a certificate. They're sort of the things that people are saying to the government about volunteering, you know, involve us just as you would involve paid staff. We're getting something out of just volunteering. You know, you don't need to put all the bells and whistles on it, but don't forget to include the fact that we've got opinions and we can help your service just the same as the paid people.
Yeah. Yeah, because quite often volunteers come in, they have specific skills, and they're only partly utilised. And the volunteers think, if you did this, it would be so much easier or so much better. Or
Oh, totally. And, you know, I encourage people to not just think about, well, you know, all we can do is get volunteers to shove pieces of paper into envelopes, you know, which, you know, for some volunteers, that's okay. You know, particularly people with a range of disabilities, that's, you know, something that their competencies can contribute to. But we also need to think about the skilled volunteers who bring long work histories to your organisation. Yep. They bring, you know, different viewpoints, different skill sets. And if you're not offering opportunities where those skill sets can be used, then you are wasting good resources. I have, we've just had our annual general meeting, and I said there, we have 14 part-time staff in Eastern Volunteers. The majority of those are in community transport. In our Volunteer Resource Centre services, we probably have the equivalent of one full-time staff member. But we have over 100 volunteers.
Yeah.
So we deliver the services through our volunteers. Many, many, many of those are highly skilled. And they run projects for us. So at the moment, we've got a project looking at improving the pathways for university students to get into volunteering so that that can help them get a job, but it can also bring skills into the organisations. Now, that project's entirely run by skilled volunteer with a corporate background. And, you know, so we try and encourage organisations to think differently about how they bring their volunteer workforce in and how they utilise their volunteer workforce, because there's an awful lot of skills out there.
Yeah.
And we've got another project around inclusive disability volunteering. Now, if you look at the research there, people with a broad range of disabilities are probably the most reliable volunteer workforce we have, and we are not utilising that well at all. So we have a project team looking at how we actually open up opportunities for people with disabilities to volunteer in this area, and we'll launch that in 2020. But again, it's about how we think as groups and organisations about our volunteer workforce, and we've got to get out of thinking about shoving paper into envelopes and out of thinking about the fact that a volunteer will be here one day a week for the next 10 years. That's not how people want to volunteer into the future. We've got to be more flexible.
Okay, well, no doubt you could talk a lot more, Liz, but you do have to go off and do a governance session. So, fantastic stuff. Listeners, anybody out there connected with a community group, you can get onto easternvolunteers.org.au. There's heaps of resources there through that group. So, dig deep, because there's plenty there on offer. Thank you very much, Liz, for coming
You're
in again.
You're welcome, Greg.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
I will. Thank you.